Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, you guys, Justin Sylvester from E! News here. Looking for a new way to stream? Well, meet Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal, with tons of movies and shows, plus a daily dose of news, sports, and pop culture. There's something for everybody. And best of all, you can watch for free or upgrade for more. Who doesn't like that? So go to PeacockTV.com and start streaming now. Personally, I can't wait to get into that Law & Order SVU vault. You know I'm a fiend for it.
This is Daily Pop, and we have huge news to share.
Oh, man.
Morgan,
Morgan is pregnant!
Woo! First of all, I'm so happy that we can now say that out loud and it's no longer a secret, because the secret keeping for that long for me has been one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through. Honestly, to be honest with you, the reason why I was even able to be as quiet as I was is because I was so sick that I couldn't talk a lot. Like, literally, if you, I don't know if you were on the show, whenever you were on the show last week or a few days ago, maybe, Aaron, you were on it, like, or I was hosting, it wasn't either of you, but I barely made it through the end. I was like, it was not good, not good.
Girl, you have such a poker face. Yeah, seriously, yeah. Give us all of the details. I know that the way you shared it was not exactly as planned. Tell everyone what's going on.
Yes. Well, we're going to fill everyone in, obviously, because you guys know. Yesterday was not actually when we were going to announce anything. We were actually going to surprise everybody. We were going to do a Daily Pop, Nightly Pop mashup and kind of lie to you guys and say we were going to be doing a group promo. And then that news got just torpedoed yesterday when an outlet, I guess, got wind of the fact that I was pregnant. And so in a very short period of time, I was forced with having to make the decision to go public before I really wanted to, because otherwise they would have run the story. And we tried to call their bluff on it, and they said, no, we're confirmed, we have a source, and we feel good about running it. Jordan, for the first time in 3 months, was golfing, so like, which I encouraged, so I wasn't able to get a hold of him on the golf course. It was, I have to be honest, it was a very bleeping unpleasant 25 minutes, and I wish no pregnant person ever has to go through that, because it was like, you need to do this immediately. Yeah. I didn't get to surprise you guys, which was so important to me, get your natural reactions, especially because I had kept this to myself for so long, none of you suspected it, right?
No one jokingly suspected it. I mean, did not suspect it, but you know, I left a comment on your photo literally yesterday before all of this broke.
I said,
you guys, I had no idea, and I left a comment on Morgan's photo because she looked so angelic, so maternal already.
That was the glow, literally.
And I was like, oh, she's gonna be a great future baby mama. 2021, here we come. And everyone was like, wait, what? Do you know something? Literally had no clue.
I started to suspect, like, there were little things about her that were changing. I honestly thought she had got some work done because she was glowing. Her boobs had gotten a little bigger. I was like, did this bitch get a lift and didn't tell anybody?
No, I'm not kidding. My boobs are going to be the fourth member of whatever show we're on, Nina, or maybe fifth because of you, because they have swollen to other proportions. And literally, finally, my mom this week was like, Morgan, it's time. You got to get new bras. I'm like, I am holding on for dear life. I'm not giving in yet, but now it's literally like bursting at the seams. So I'm happy you all know.
Yeah, I'm so glad we know. But you have been dropping like serious clues about your pregnancy. Watch this.
I have not put pants on today.
hair.
The crackers!
Thank God. I think over on Friday can start.
Should we break him by February? Should we break him by February?
Yeah, I guess so. By February makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry. I hate being hungry.
Oh my God.
I was so sick this day. This day?
You guys, I'm having a hot flash. I've become obsessed with whole grain rice cakes. Well, my psychic told me it was April, and clearly, am I talking?
Were you like in between breaks, like texting Jordan, like, it's so hard to keep this in?
I had to text Rebecca and be like, you might have to go to a two shot. Like, I told Rebecca way later, and honestly, the only reason I was going to actually announce this early is I'm not that early, but I'm not whatever. I would have waited. But because I kept getting so sick, I was like, if I keep calling out, somebody's going to realize. So I was like, we got to get this out. So I told Rebecca a few weeks ago, I'm like, I cannot be
on that
morning
call. Who's one of the producers,
call.
In case people don't know?
Oh, yes, yes. That's our producers. I literally said, I can't make that morning phone call because I need that time in the morning to be sick. I won't make it. So
honestly,
yeah, those
every time you called out, like I thought it's just because you like having days off and like you missing the morning meetings. Like I thought it's because you were just sleeping in. Like literally didn't even think about it. And there are so many other times you dropped clues off air where you would say things or we'd play around.
Well, on Nightly Pop, when we were filming Nightly Pop yesterday, she actually called Jordan her baby daddy, and I caught it, and I was like, baby daddy? And you know, I am Investigation Nation, honey. I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, I meant to say boyfriend, but I mean fiance. And I just kind of let it go, but she definitely caught herself.
When I stepped in that yesterday, I was like, any other person but Nina. Why did it have to be Nina? I couldn't even, I was like, God damn it, what? It was so annoying. And then I was like, boyfriend, fiance, I don't know what to call him. It's so weird, he's just here now, awkward, whatever.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, so you thought you were going to have a boy. Turns out you're having a girl. Why did you think it was going to be a boy?
Not to go be this person, but like every psychic I've ever spoken to has always been like, you're going to have a boy first. And so because like, I know that these are myths, but usually when you do have a girl, your face does change a little bit earlier on. And because I sort of looked the same, but my body was changing, I was like, there's no way. I even said to Jordan, I said, if we're gonna have a gender reveal, like we'll do it for our families, but for me, there's really no point because I already know it's a boy. When we popped that balloon, I was like,
"You look so shocked."
I was like, "Wait, I don't know if this is right." And we got an extra balloon just in case.
That's the most emotion I've ever seen from you. Like you, I usually keep it really in together, but you were you were floored.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful to see.
I could not even, I like couldn't breathe. I was like, wait, it's a girl? Like, and now I'm like, of course it's a girl. Like, what was I going to do with a little boy? Take him to baseball? Like, there was no way I was going to be able to handle it. But I was completely shocked.
I can't wait to see these little Chanel booties you're going to have this baby.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, the closet. I can't even imagine. Like, have you already started creating the nursery and pimping it out?
I know what rug I want, but I literally even said to Jordan, I said, we really do. I mean, coming from me, I said, this kid has to be as normal as possible. Like, she's got to eat dirt at one point and fall down. Like, not everything can have a bow on it. Like, we got to make sure she's a little bit, like, resistant and has some Teflon around her. But, yeah, I just still, I'm like, what? Like, it's a girl? So it was crazy.
Until I see the photos of you eating dirt without any bows, you know, I don't think that's fair for your child. So,
True.
Seriously, this is like the best news ever. I'm so happy for you. I know we're all just so happy for you.
Yes,
like,
girl,
even though 2020 has been like a crazy dumpster fire, you have made it look like the best year of your life ever.
Right.
So I'm
Are you kidding me? This is your 2020. It's unreal.
Because 2019 was the real doozy for me. That year just sort of bent me over. 2020 was like, we're going to be nice to you this year. I was like, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I love it. Obviously, we could talk about this all day long. I still have like 1,000 more questions, but we have to talk about other things is what I'm being told. So we got to move on to Ellen and some bizarre advice she just got from her friend Howard Stern. Check out what he said on his SiriusXM show.
You know what I would do?
if I was Ellen, I would change my whole image. I'd go on the air and be a son of a like people just come on and go you like just be a prick.
So should she take that advice?
Yeah. This is the thing. Howard Stern has built his career off of being a shock jock. So yeah. that's been his brand since inception, since basically the world got to know him. He's built his, that's his brand. But Ellen's brand was being nice, like the nice girl, the, you know what I mean? Like that was her brand, giving out gifts, dancing with the audience. Like that, like Howard Stern's going to dance with an audience. Like, you know what I mean? He would, right. he would scream at the audience before he would do that. So, you know, that's like twisting and telling him to be like the nice guy on camera, because behind the scenes, apparently he's one of the nicest guys in Hollywood, but yeah. his shock jock persona is what he gives to the world. So to tell somebody to switch up in the 11th hour is kind of crazy to me.
I think that was his way of sort of just being like, F them, whatever. Like, you've built such a strong career for yourself. Like, don't let these people get you down because they're friends. But I think what Nina said is completely accurate. I mean, the fact that she even signs her show off and says, you know, be kind to one another. And then to have all of these sort of scathing reports come out about just the environment and how toxic it is. And just like the different variations of what people are saying, like the accusations that people have gone through. Like, it's a tough place for Ellen right now. And I think she's going to have to really repent for her own sins or for anyone else's. I don't think she can be like, forget you guys and just ride this out. But I don't think she's going to leave her show either, unless they pull the plug on it, which I don't think they will. I don't think she's just going to walk away from this.
Yeah, right. I don't either.
And with his rebranding suggestions, he also said that she should just try and work it out with the producers. And, you know, they've been friends for a while, these two. I do not think she will take this advice. If anything, she's just going to have to really work on being even kinder and really have her staff also practice what she preaches.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, you guys, coming up, we are getting ready to expose a celeb with a very odd collection. But first, the strange thing Simon Cowell told us right before his bike accident.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sweaty pie hole! Como se llama? No! Kelly Clarkson!
The waxing scene, we thought it would be funny. But when I saw it for the first time with an audience, I thought people would laugh. I was hoping people would laugh, but I didn't know they'd laugh really hard at it. And it seems like people are kind of liking that scene. It was my real hair. I totally went for it. And they told me, cut your hair down so it'll be easier. No, I want it to hurt. I want to feel it.
It's been exactly 15 years since the 40-year-old Virgin came out, and that scene, it just still holds up. Seriously, my favorite movie. I could watch it over and over and over. Oh, good times.
Crazy. Crazy.
Speaking of Kelly Clarkson, she's filling in for Simon Cowell on America's Got Talent while he recovers from breaking his back in an electric bike accident over the weekend. AGT's live shows begin tonight on NBC, and Liliana Vasquez talked to Simon last week along with Sofia Vergara and Terry Crews about doing the show in these strange times.
Sofia, I gotta go to you first. What are some of the biggest adjustments you've had to make going from the Modern Family set to competition show life during a global pandemic?
It was kind of strange for me just to start the new job because it was something that I was not used to at all. But the moment I got there, everybody was so nice to me. Everybody, you know, I love being there. I enjoy being there. So it was easy. I felt like I was part of the family. And then I was very surprised and very happy that we have been able to get away with finishing the season.
Was there any hazing that went on? Terry and Simon, did you give her a rough time?
There was a rumor that she got rid of Heidi for a minute there. That was the rumor that was spread. But that was not true. It was not true.
I'm Colombian. That's what we do. We take care of things.
Girl, I like your style.
I needed the spotlight on me. Now she's back. It's good now that she's back.
Simon, what are you most looking forward to?
The unexpected, because a few weeks ago, we were that close to having to say there won't be any live shows. We had a plan, but there was one night where I was thinking, this isn't going to happen.
This is the potential to create really life-changing television.
What is the one thing you have not seen that could be really successful?
A piano-playing dog.
That's your dream, to see a piano-playing dog?
Yes, and I think it will happen.
I'm happy that the show's coming back and it'll feel a little bit normal, you know, in a somewhat real, normal setting.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Nina's like, I don't care Nina's that it's like, coming back at all.
Not at all.
All right, let's get to a topic we have been waiting to talk about. The new book about Meghan and Harry is finally out. Finding Freedom includes so many intimate details about the royals. A big focus seems to be on Harry and William's relationship. There are claims that William thought Harry was rushing things with Meghan and that William's aides threw Harry under the bus to make William look good. Mm. What do you guys think about this book? Could this be the nail in the coffin for Harry and William's relationship?
No, I mean, they're brothers. You know what I mean? Right. So while there's a lot of politics involved because they have all of these royal rules, we also have to remember that this is not coming directly from the royal family. This is someone who has a ton of sources. So I'm sure where there's smoke, there's fire. But, you know, nobody knows the inner workings between, you know, Harry and William's relationship with them and maybe their wives. So are they having issues? Yes. I have drama with my sister, too. But at the end of the day, that's my sister. And if you mess with her, it's going to be a problem. And I'm sure it's the same for William and Harry.
100%. Yeah. I think that they are brothers. They've been accustomed to this life. They understand the rumor mill. They understand tabloids. They understand people are going to write books. They're going to say things. They saw what went on with their own family and their own parents for so long. So, yeah, I think, you know, to echo what Nina said, like, do I think there's animosity there? Is there a little bit of a separation right now? Are they going through some stuff? Absolutely. But I think that the most important thing that you said was just, like, people do not know the inner workings of two people no matter what. If you are not in one of those relationships and you just hear things, you have no idea. So just don't assume.
Absolutely.
Don't assume.
And I think, you know, Morgan, like we were talking about the story with your, you know, your pregnancy. It's like, sure, they may know the overall story, but the inner workings, they have no idea. And the only thing that they can do is speculate. And to be honest, even if a friend of yours was retelling your business, they're still not going to get it 100% right because they 100%. Only know what you've told them and they're going to put their own assumptions in it. So to hear a story that they weren't even affiliated with, you know, to believe that 100% would be silly for any of us.
Totally. Amen.
It just feels like reading another tabloid magazine. There's no validity or credibility. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not hearing it from their mouths. Therefore, we will never know. Of course, there are sources. Of course, there are many friends contributing. But honestly, it really does not change anything for me reading this.
Me either.
Yes. Same. Yeah.
All right, you guys, up next, it's pop quiz time. Which A-lister bought a haunted house and who has a strange collection of paychecks? We put our celebrity knowledge to the test next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. King already, already, you know it. My body's so got a king body.
Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. That was Steph and Aisha Curry's daughter Riley breaking it down to Beyonce's Already with her little sis Riot. I mean, how cute are these two?
The cutest things
Riley
I've ever seen.
More rhythm than I've ever had.
Yeah.
For real, same. I'm like, can Riley give me some dance lessons? Because I need to learn that. So E's got a brand new series, 10 Things You Don't Know, and it kicked off last night. So we're going to celebrate by testing our own celebrity trivia knowledge. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. Which celeb bought a haunted house from Elvira? Was it A, Brad Pitt?
Elvira.
Elvira. You're so young.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are here to really help me because I'm not going to know this one. Or is it C, Leo?
I'm going to go with Leo. Leo.
I was going to go with Brad Pitt too.
I think you're right.
Show us the answers.
Oh!
It's Brad Pitt. I might not know Elvira, but, you know, at least I know where Brad Pitt's staying.
There you go.
Okay, which star's best collection is her photo album of paychecks?
Oh.
A, Riri. B, Tiffany Haddish. C, Lady Gaga.
Well, it's not Tiffany Haddish. Rihanna.
I think it's Gaga.
Okay, sure. Okay, I'll go Rihanna.
Nina, we're going Rihanna. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going Gaga.
It's Tiffany Haddish.
That's not
that's
even.
Not album of paychecks. I love
that
it.
That was a trick. We can't trick pregnant people. That's not even allowed. That was ridiculous. She doesn't even sing.
Now she's got the number one excuse. Don't trick the pregnant woman. Which celeb's agents wanted to change his famous name? Robert Downey Jr., Will Smith, Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I think that's Keanu Reeves.
I'm going Keanu as well.
So am I, because I don't know. What the F?
C. We all vote C. Oh. And it is Keanu! All right. Who was the first Latina actress to get $1 million for a film? Penelope Cruz, Jennifer Lopez.
I know this one.
It's J-Lo. Is it for Selena? Is it for Selena? Yeah. Do we get extra credit if it is?
Yes, it was for Selena, and with J-Lo. That paycheck, she bought her mom a Cadillac. I know these facts.
Oh my
God, yes.
Nina.
Nina really is Investigation Nation. For more insider celebrity info, check out 10 Things You Don't Know Mondays at 10 p.m. on E! Getting back to Brad Pitt, the home he shared with Jennifer Aniston has reportedly sold for a cool $32.5 million. That's more than double what the newlyweds paid for the 12,000 square foot mansion almost 20 years ago. It's loaded. I mean, 4 bedrooms, a theater, a bar, 2-story guest house, just a whole lot more. Would you buy it?
I think you need to ask Morgan this question, honey, since she just bought a brand new house. You tell us, Morgan.
I would not buy that house, not because of the bad luck, just because it's not my style. But I don't think, just because they broke up 25 years ago, I mean, we're not talking that something awful happened in the house. That's a different story.
Right.
But
I would definitely buy it.
There wasn't a murder in the house or anything.
Right.
Only the murder of love.
All right, guys, we're out of time. Watch Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 for more on Morgan's pregnancy news. And make sure you guys watch Daily Pop every day at 12:30 for all your Hollywood goss. Bye, ladies. Congrats, Morgan.
Bye. Thank you.
Morgan.